The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan visits Penn State on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As you remind, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. Yesterday, speaking with John after the press conference, there's a lot of talk around the quarterback situation. What about John keeps him kind of in front as a starter right now? And I'm looking at his ability to make things happen, that scramble, that pass to Donovan in the first quarter led to a score. Is that what keeps John firmly at quarterback?
Yeah, talent, ability, experience.
Other than that, are there any other separating factors?
Yeah, the different qualities of quarterback play.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Just wondering about a couple things. Your kicker, Quinn Nordine, how much does he have an impact on this team? And he's kicked a lot of big field goals this year. What's it like to have a kicker like that?
It's good. Quinn has a lot of talent. You know, he's got great focus and determination. The other factors are the snapper. Cameron Cheeseman has been outstanding. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's been just right on the money every snap, punt and field goal. The holder, Garrett Moores, also has been flawless. So that battery is the key. All three, kicker, holder, and snapper, executing at a high level. And then the fourth factor is the protection. You can't be successful with field goals, highly successful without the protection. People are 3 yards into your backfield. That will lead to unsuccessful kicks. You know, our protection has been very solid as well. So units functioning, very well as a group.
Jim, if I could follow up, John Corns from the Penn State area, he talked about yesterday how excited he used to go to games in Happy Valley, how his mom's a waitress up there. How excited are you for John to play in his hometown?
Well, it's very, very excited. We all are. This is a big game, great opportunity for our football team, and you know, we're pouring that excitement into preparation for the game.
All right, thanks, Jim. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Jim, you were at Penn State 2 years ago with your team. What do you recall about the atmosphere and environment there? And do you do anything in practice for this week to prepare for the noise and commotion you're going to get up there this Saturday?
Yeah, first I was as impressive as any place I've ever been. Great atmosphere for football. And as far as simulating that environment, try to make loud noise during practice.
And also, I wanted to ask you about one of your backup linemen, John Runyon. He's a local of ours. What do you see in John's performance and what he contributes to the team?
John is in our rotation. He's in the top 7 linemen. He is playing healthy this year. He's had some things he's worked through first couple of years and, contributing and very athletic. you know, very focused, determined guy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Jim, just following up on John, what are going to be the – I know he's talking about just yesterday you mentioned he has to play better. What are some of the major points of emphasis that you, Tim Drevno, and Pat Hamilton will address with John this week?
Well, went over pretty thoroughly yesterday. Adam, you know, we look at it as, you know, all 11. We're trying to get all 11 on offense, playing more precise, more precision with the unit, and you know that's what we're working on. That's what our preparations are. I mean, your questions, Adam, are very open-ended. It's like the detail that would have to answer your questions in would you know, can't be answered in just, you know, one sentence. So.
I understand that.
Yeah, John's our starting quarterback, and you know, suffice it to say, we're working as a unit to, you know, gel more on offense, be more precise. You know, it's an offense to be successful requires precision. Really, have nothing more to add.
And if I could to follow up, as I'm sure you're aware, you know, there is criticism of John, but yet he maintains an attitude. He doesn't seem like a guy who's been dumped on by everybody. John's been a popular target. What have you noticed about his attitude, and how does he handle all of the criticism right now, still being 2-1 essentially as a starter?
Yeah, again, I mean, no, I'm not aware of the criticism. So to answer your question, I'm not aware of that criticism.
Okay.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Jim, there's been a spike in 200-yard rushing performances around the country this year. You guys had one last week. You know, Bryce Love has gone off, Saquon Barkley. Any reason for that? Is it a defenses maybe leaning more towards quarterbacks and defending the pass, or any reason why we're seeing so many of those big rushing performances around the country?
I can't really speak for, you know, the rushing performances around the country. Not aware of all of them. I'll take your word for it, and no, I don't have an answer to why that is.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.